Next, we go to Knoxville, Tennessee, a city that's not doing too badly in this recession. Unemployment is about 2 points lower than the state average, perhaps because Knoxville learned the hard way not to rely on any one single kind of business. Matt Schaefer-Powell of member station WUOT takes a look back at Knoxville's industrial past.
During the middle of the last century, Knoxville was a drab, polluted industrial town. One travel writer called it the ugliest city he'd ever seen in America. Each day, factory whistles called nearly 40% of the population to the textile mills. And Standard Knitting Company was king among them, the city's largest employer. But that was a long time ago. The trucks on a nearby interstate and a freight train rumbling past the old Standard Knitting Company mill are among the few signs of life here. The mill itself is hauntingly still and silent. Here in 2009, it's an empty four-story red brick monolith. Its towering windows are peppered with rock-shaped holes, and the concrete lot that separates it from the highway is overgrown and littered with old tires and empty beer cans.
It was the big workplace in town.
Iva Vance settles into a chair near a massive grandfather clock. She's 93 years old now, far removed from her days as a secretary at the mill. She says the Knoxville of her memories is very different from the one outside her window today.
It's just full of mills, just full of mills. And then all of a sudden there were none. It's sad.
At its peak, Standard Knitting produced 1 million garments a week, everything from pajamas to underwear. Vance says Standard employees were known around Knoxville for their quality products and their work ethic. And she says you could easily spot the ladies from the mill by their green uniforms.
They'd go around town, and they could get credit or whatever. They had no problem at all with businesses if they had their green uniform on. And they were always referred to as the green ladies.
But times changed. The younger workers convinced management to get rid of the green uniforms. Wages went up, and buyers began to purchase cheaper clothing and textiles from overseas.
Till finally they just sold out. And the mills started closing down.
Unemployment rose as the mills closed. Some of the neighborhoods surrounding them fell into disrepair. And during the 1950s alone, the city lost 10% of its population. As it turns out, Standard Knitting was one of the few mills to stagger through the last half of the 20th century. But it finally closed its doors for good 2 years ago. Today, the empty mill is a painful reminder of what happens when a region becomes too dependent upon any one industry. It's a lesson not lost on Knoxville Chamber of Commerce CEO Mike Edwards.
If we were a town that had a major employer, then anyone should be very concerned. You really have to maintain a balance.
The temporary windfall that could result from focusing on one industry might be tempting, but economic planners like Edwards only need to travel to the city's northeast side. There, they'd find an empty old building that would warn them otherwise. For NPR News, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell in Knoxville.